Rep Aaron Heller.
Thank you very much for the opportunity to speak. I just want to clarify that although the printer title was Earning by Night, I'm not quite capable of offering solutions to earn big money by night. It's supposed to be Learning by Night.
Learning by Night.
And which is also a very valuable pastime. So, the Shulchan Aruch writes in Yerideah, Suresh Memvov, Kolish Yisroel Chayv Atamal Torah, all Mechayv to learn Torah. The Shulchan Aruch finishes off, says Chayv Lekvoelo Ziman, the person should have a Kviya Ziman, a fixed time, B'yoyim Uvalayla, by day and by night. If I'm talking about Kviya, I'll just mention a short incident. Some years ago, when I was in Mir, I used to learn by Rav Moshe Arieli, Sivan and Magachir Mir, and I, besides for the daily Shia, he also used to give a little Shishi Chavurah. So it started about 9:30 and it went on till about 10 to 11. Every Thursday night. And it was well known, I've heard from the old timers, that Rav Moshe doesn't miss the Shia for anything. And one week we were there, and what he would do is he would summarize that week's Shia and then he would build on that. So it was quite a fascinating Shia. In the first few minutes he would summarize what he was speaking about during the week and he'd build much further. And 1 week, he started at 9:30 and he finished a few minutes early. It must have been about 20 to 11. And he said, I'm sorry, I've got to go. My brother's making chasna tonight. So we all looked at each other. But that was Rav Moshe. He had been there till about 9 o'clock and he went back. It was Tamir, it was around the corner from his house. I understood it wasn't just about hasmada. Rav Moshe is a masmid, but it wasn't about using every minute. It was about the consistency. He had a kviyas. This was his Thursday night shia. He wouldn't miss the shia for anything. And his brother knew that before he made the date of the chasna. But to elaborate more on the Indian of kviyas, what happened was I was actually learning this sugya with my charusa some weeks ago, and we both got a big surprise. We'd heard many times in yeshiva, we've heard of the concept of kviyas itn l'Torah. Somebody who does what he does with his day, however busy he is, there's a very important idea of setting aside time for learning. When we saw this mechaber, we both got a shock. It says, Chayav Lekvoelo Ziman Atamal Torah by yom uvalayla, by day and by night. And I said to my friends, that's funny. To be honest, I never really thought about this. I understand there's a chiyuv to learn every day, but is it by night as well? And the truth is that the mechaber is coming from the Rambam. There's a lashon the Rambam. I see if I've got it here. It also says the same thing. There's a chiyuv to learn by day and by night. And it's brought in the Torah. So I said to my charusa, with all the emphasis we've heard of learning, we've never heard this stress of learning by night. And I said to him, more than that, imagine somebody's in Kodal, and he learns morning Seder, afternoon Seder, evening Seder, Yeshiva Bacha. So he learns full day. 10:30 is Nach, he davens Marv. He hasn't learned by night. Very special, but is he mekayim the chiyuv? Is he missing something? Is there something we don't know? So I asked everyone in Kodan, there was quite a tumult about this. So I looked around, I said to my Muslim, maybe the fact that the Chiyuv is only to learn once in a 24-hour block. And it says, it means to learn once within a 24-hour period. Once within the day and night. So I Taka found the Marashah in, I think it's Brachas Lamad Aleph. Taka learns as a. There's a Chiyuv to learn once within, there's an obligation. Yeah, the Gemara says in Baruch Islam Adalov, Kvata Itim La Torah. Have you fixed times, which is mashma plural, Itim, two times. And the police will say, Eis Bayim, Eis Balayla, and the only Gorn writes that as well, and the Ramon, the only Gorn says, Eis Bayim, Balayla. But the Marashah does learn it's just once, and the Urim, as one of the Rishonim also writes, it's just once in 24 hours. But when you come back to the Ramon, you come back to the Torah and Shulchan Aruch, they all say clearly, they imply very clearly it's once by day, once by night. So I said to most tackle the answer why we don't seem to emphasize this idea of doing again by night. We all know that Kriya Shema you get after Nacht. It gets late in the summer, you make sure to do it after Nacht. But learning after Nacht, I said to Macharusa, this year will have to continue to 2011. That's 100% true. The Mechaber carries on. And I'm coming to that. Okay. So the truth is that Ramah carries on, and the Ramah says that B'shas Adchat you need to be Kriyishma. And it's actually a Gemara. We've seen Gemara in Manochas Tzadites. All right, that person should learn by day and night. Continues and says that B'diyevet Yoyis with Kriyishma. The Gemara says Yoyis with Kriyishma. And the Ramah brings down B'diyevet Yoyis with Kriyishma day and night. Now I'm not opposed to it, so everyone has to judge for themselves. Or ask their Rav what's called B'shas Adchat. Obviously, if somebody goes to bed at 10 o'clock and that gets very late, that's called B'shas Adchat. But when exactly you draw the line is not clear. I do know there is some kind of medium, there's a solution that Aruch HaShulchan and others all bring. Now the truth is, it says you should kaveh by day and by night. You should have a kviyas. But what's called a kviyas? It says that B'shas Adchak, even if, besides your Kriyishma, if you chap just one line, learn one pasuk, learn a line in the Mishnah, that's also something. So in theory, the Aruch HaShulchan writes, the person doesn't have time to learn, he at least chaps and he learns one line of Mishnah, one line of one pasuk in the Torah, he's also kind of covered. It's not a proper kviyas, but he's kind of covered. So when it gets really late, that is a solution. But as I said, in England, at some point you can call it B'shas Adchak, and the person's not expected to learn. He can rely on Kriyishma. Now, what I was wondering, another pshat in the Shulchan Aruch, perhaps when it says that you got here by Yom HaLayla, I wanted to suggest maybe it doesn't mean after Nacht. It means to learn at the beginning of the day and the end of the day. A bit like start your day with Torah, end your day with Torah. Perhaps that's what it means. So, I guess by Yom HaLayla, the idea is twice a day, beginning of the day and the end of the day. And I looked around and I thought I had derived from a Bi'ah Halacha. I don't know if it's Lashon in front of me, but the Bi'ah Halacha writes that he's trying to encourage the idea of a shia. It's a very standard thing in shuls, especially I think in the older shuls, to have a shia between Mincha and Maariv. A lot of people have an Ein Yaakov shia or a Mishnayah shia. And he writes, it's an amazing thing because then you're covered, besides having your chiyuv of learning in the morning, you're covered for your chiyuv of learning by night as well. So Mishnah Berurah, the Bi'alocha, it's in Kuf Nun Hei, he says, by learning from Mincha to Maariv, you're covered for your learning by night as well. And I was wondering, if you're learning till Maariv, in most shuls, especially in the olden days, they davened at Nacht. You've learned till Nacht, but you haven't quite learned past Nacht. Is that good enough? So I looked around, and eventually I found, now this sefer, Sir Rossi Erge, he brings that it was the style in those days for the Shia to go a bit past Nacht. And he brings the same from Chaim Kanievsky. He says, Chaim Kanievsky understands the Mishnah Berurah. He says, Kach Kosov Yagun, Chaim Kanievsky, Shekinir Kein Hayadarkum, that was the style, to daven a bit after Nacht and continue the Shia. So Mishnah Berurah is also going, and he's going the same line. I really should learn after Nacht, ideally. The Beka Yosef has a very interesting topic. I'm talking about the Chiyav to learn. I've mentioned that the Yeshiva Bacha, and even somebody who's in full-time learning, and he's learning the whole day, he can sometimes not be covered. He hasn't learned after Nacht. There's another pitfall as well, where it's a paradox. Somebody who's in Kollel can actually be worse off than a regular person. For the reason as follows. Rekha Yosef has a sopik. He says, what happens if a person's paid to learn? He says, I'm a supuk. Whether that counts? He says, somebody who's paid to teach, a rabbi and a cheder, that's not counted. It's Talmud Torah. But for this obligation to learn twice a day, you're not covered if you're paid. And he writes the same about, he writes, somebody who's paid to learn in the yeshiva, which we would call a kollel. He says, I'm not sure if you're mechuyev, if you're covered. So he's got a sofok. He doesn't really explain his reason, and I'd like to come back to that later. He just says, if you're paid, that's not your chiyuv, gisma yom v'layla. That's what you're being paid for. So, I would ask you now, if you've got a sofok, if you've been mekayim this inyan, like Chazal would say to be kaveh every day, if you have a sofok, if you've learnt, are you mechuyev to learn again or not? That's a general question. We can ask the question over here about this person who's being paid. Rekha Yosef leaves off with a sofok. So really a person should try and learn outside, a kollel man should try and learn outside the time he's paid. That's a sofer. What do you do if you have a sofer? Ba'a d'araisa, achiv d'araisa, sovi d'araisa l'hachmir. Ba'achiv d'arabonon, sovi d'arabonon l'kullo. So is this obligation to learn every day? Achiv d'araisa or achiv d'arabonon? So I had this question and somebody told me that there was a speaker, I wasn't there, but there was a speaker apparently in Start Your Day. So I think he said it in the last year, somebody from Eretz Yisrael, he spoke about this inyan. And apparently he said that people have to beware, it's achiv d'araisa. And a person who's in kollel even also has to know that if he hasn't learned past Nacht, he's not covered. But I also saw that it's not just him, I saw one Achronim also seems to hint that it's D'oraisa. I'm not quite sure why. Because the Ramah says that B'shas Adchak Yoytzer with Kriyishma. B'shas Adchak Yoytzer. So it would seem that this extra obligation that Zal said a person should try and have a kavir, so a proper time set aside for learning is a chiv d'rabbana. B'shas adchak, Chazal say you can rely on Krishna. So that's agavonim. That's my suffix. I'm not sure if it's the rice of the rabbana. And I asked the time of chokmah mishtot. He said to me also, somebody locally, he said to me, he's also not sure if it's the rice of the rabbana. But it will depend on that. When you have a suffix, if you covered your learning for the day, then you have to learn again. B'di'evet, either way you're covered b'di'evet, so why should you?
It's
warm as well, you say after Rix HaTorah. I don't know why, but it's the lines of the poskim who write that when you have a suffix, you have to be choshish. The one that speaks out is the Baraita. I don't know why he's not relying on the Krishna. The one the poskim speaks out, even if you have a suffix, you have to consider a suffix the Baraita.
If somebody works and is permitted to betray them, I'm sure he's got better
panos,
so therefore he's not
going to
either.
He's got better panos, yeah, but he's not being paid for it. He's being paid for the
Shemayim. So he's not going to either.
Yeah, so I'd like to hopefully come back later to why being paid, why exactly being paid for learning is not good enough, why it's not considered a kima v'agis v'ayim v'alayla. Oh, so Krishna before that is an interesting question, because there are poskim who actually say that you're covered from plag. That means there are poskim who I think who say that you're so Krishna already from plag. I don't think that's the ikar halacha, but according to that as well, then really this chiv as well. If laila starts at plag, then you are covered. So Moshe is right. Yes, it's an important point for us in England. If you've the same for a sphere saiva and Krishna from flag, then perhaps you can be you can rely on this for that. But Vagisabayam Alayla as well. There's a very interesting question discussed in the poskim. What exactly in this halacha that Chazal put down that we should try and learn every day? What exactly is the chiyuv? Is the idea that we learn a minute, an amount of time, or amount of dafim? What does Chazal want over here? So the rush on the poskim in general is that either a person should try to have a fixed amount that he learns, for example, two parochim of Mishnais, whatever it is, two Mishnais, a fixed amount of what he learns, or a fixed length of time, half an hour, whatever it might be. There should be either a fixed amount of time, or a fixed amount that he's learning. They also write there should be a fixed time every day. So, the emphasis I had a few questions on the subject, and eventually I realized there's one answer running through. The story that explains this subject. First of all, I had a question. I've seen the poskim that they write, something very interesting. They write, the person didn't learn by day, and he's got a kvias. For example, every day he has a shi'an mh, 10 past 9, whatever it might be. He has a kvias. So the poskim say, if he missed it, he should try and make up by that. He should try and learn that night to make up. And it's interesting, because if you miss shaking Arab Aminim one day, there's no making up. If you miss, okay, we know this tashlumin by davening, but a lot of misses don't have tashlumin. What's the idea of making up if you miss it? Also, Chazal are very strong. There's a very strong word, lashon remor, that a person should have a fixed time every day. I understand it's important to learn every day. And the world calls it recharging your batteries. The mashkichim like to call it recharging your batteries. But why does it have to be a fixed time every day? What's the idea? Another question I had was also, Chazal asked, one of the questions you asked in Shemaim is, Kavata itim la Torah, will you kaveh itim? One of the selective questions the person asked, what's so important about it? Why is this emphasized? And perhaps another variation question we can ask, one last question, is that we find normally in the Torah, the day follows the night. For example, today, whatever day it is on the calendar, start with naft and it goes on tomorrow. When it comes to Vagisa Boyayim Valayla, Chazal say, if you miss that day, make it up that night. That means that day is connected with the night afterwards. So today is connected to tonight. Vagisa Boyayim Valayla, the Pasuk as well. In the day is put before the night. Is there any reason we can pinpoint? The Poskim themselves actually discuss. They ask, why is it that day comes before the night when it comes to Talmud Torah? I once read an interesting story. There was a man who came to Rav. He said, I've got the following dilemma. He said, I have an aunt who's living alone, and I'm her link. I'm her man. She needs jobs done around the house, she calls me. If she has an appointment, she calls me to accompany her. And I understand she's very lonely in the world. I understand she has no one with her. And I try to be of help. I think it is my job to be available. The problem is that it's getting a bit much. He said, last week I had a
Chumash party for my grandson. In the middle, I get a
desperate call from my aunt. She has an appointment. Please can I accompany her? And I felt I couldn't let her down. I realised, here's a broken woman on the line. And I went out, my Chumash party. I went to help my aunt to accompany her to the appointment. He says, my wife was very upset. He says, another time, my kids are waiting, my kids are screaming in the car, my aunt's on the phone for me. Every week there's something else. He says, it's draining me, it's draining my wife, it's draining my kids. On the other hand, I do feel that it is the correct thing for me to be there for my wife. And for my aunt. So the Rav said, you're right. And obviously there's a lack of balance over here. The Rav said, he had an amazing solution. He said, I tell you what, tell your aunt that you've got a family to look after, but there's going to be 1 hour a week where you're going to go out with her, focus on her, mobile, etc., etc., yeah? And that's her hour. And the man thought to himself, that's strange. He says, my aunt needs so much attention from me, she needs me the whole time, what's 1 hour? But he followed the advice, and he realised after some time that his aunt was much happier. And the reason was very simple. Whenever she would call him, she knew that she was nagging him. She knew that he didn't really want to come. And she was trying to drag attention out of him. She needed him. She needed him in her life. But she realised that he wasn't really focused on her. He didn't want to be there. When he changed the arrangement to one fixed hour that was hers, she knew this is her hour with her nephew. This is her attention. She's important. And there was a whole different feeling around it. Also, I know in America they have something called the date night. Couples who find that they're too busy and they're not focused on each other as much as they'd like to be, they have what they call a date night. So there's one night where they go out together and they're just focused, nothing else. And it's a strange thing, right? They're officially supposed to have a functioning marriage. What's this about 1 hour a week? They're married for 1 hour a week and not the rest of the week. The answer is very simple. There's an understanding here. That hour says, really, I'd love to spend my whole time doing this. But we have other things to do in our lives that we can't neglect. We have panosa, we have kids, we have things to do. But that hour brings out where we really want to be, where we really are holding. It's a simon. And it gives over that feeling. So I understand, Torah is also, we can go further, but Torah is often related, considered a wife. Chazal compare Torah, our relationship with Torah, and our relationship with Hashem. Torah is a form of dveikus with Hashem. Hashem says, it's very nice for you to learn one day at 10 o'clock, and the next day 11 o'clock, and the next day you find a half an hour sometime. You somehow squash me somewhere in your day. The idea of kriyas is, you show a certain commitment. You show, really, Torah is very important. I can't do it the whole day. I've got to learn panos, I've got to do a lot of other things as well. But there's certain chashivas, and that answers, I think, a lot of our questions. It also answers why night follows day. Because in our lifestyle, we don't work like a calendar. Our night is part of the same day. So if you miss learning in the morning, if you have an appointment with somebody and you miss it in the morning, you make it up for them that evening. It's the same block, it's the same day. That's our lifestyle. So if you're trying to make up what you missed in the morning, normally you can't make up something. But if you have an important relationship with someone and for some reason you can't make it in the morning, you tell them, you know what, I'll push you off, I'll do it later today. You do it at night. Night follows the day. That's also the importance of a specific time. And I think perhaps that's also why there's such an emphasis of Chazal, Kavati Itna Torah. What's the idea of being Kaveh Itna Torah? Because this is encapsulates our whole relationship with the Rebbeinu Shel Olam when we have a Kriyas to Torah. Thank you very much.
Sure. Well, it's your turn. It's important to say why that specific experience.